Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
To the Political Cesspool radio program, our third and final hour of tonight's broadcast. I'm your host, James Edwards. Keith Alexander joining me in studio this evening. You're listening to us if you're in Memphis on AM 1380 WLRM radio, perhaps our flagship station, maybe AM 1600 WMQM, one of the other local affiliates that carries us. Going out across the country to different markets, the Liberty News Radio Network, their AM FM affiliates, and then of course, the internet, opening us to a global market at thepoliticalcesspool.org, where the broadcast archives are always ready and available for you, and tonight's show will be no different just a few minutes after its conclusion. At the end of the second hour, Keith was talking about disparate impact, and he had a few closing remarks to make on that topic before we move into what will be the main course of this third and final hour, the Connecticut shootings, 20 school children dead, I believe, at last count. And Sam Bushman of Liberty News Radio Network and Liberty Roundtable will be with us to talk about that. Keith, back to you, though.
Thank you, James. We pointed to the new position that conducting criminal background checks on job applicants is forbidden now by the EEOC, except in very precise circumstances, because they now have concluded that black and Hispanic men in particular tend to be more likely to have a criminal record than other men. This is a perfect example of disparate impact thinking. Now, why are we talking about disparate impact thinking right now? Well, I'm going to read from a publication a lot of people get. It's called Imprimis by Hillsdale College, which is a famous neocon institution, an article by Edward Erler, Is the Constitution Colorblind? Here's what he has to say. An important case was heard by the Supreme Court last month, that was in October, involving a race-conscious affirmative action program at the University of Texas. This case, Fisher versus Texas, will decide whether racial classifications intended to promote student diversity are consistent with the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. This question, of course, has already been answered in Grutter versus Bollinger in 2003, when the court approved a race-conscious admission plan at the University of Michigan Law School. But the situation at the University of Texas is somewhat different and may provoke the court to reconsider its 2003 decision. Another case that the Supreme Court will have to take up in the near future involves what appears to be an unreasonable or unresolvable conflict in the Civil Rights Act of 1964. As originally passed, the Civil Rights Act prohibited employment discrimination against any individual on the basis of race, ethnicity, or sex. A later amendment, the Civil Rights Act of 1990, added a disparate impact provision, which allows a claim of discrimination to be established on the basis of disproportionate racial results, just like the criminal background check situation. The impossible situation here is that to avoid a disparate impact violation, employers might feel themselves obligated to engage in racial discrimination in order to achieve an acceptable result. In Ricci versus DeStefanis, decided in 2009, the Supreme Court ruled that a municipality could not discriminate against individuals on the basis of race in order to insulate itself against a claim of disparate impact. The city of New Haven, Connecticut, held competitive examinations for promotions within its fire department, even though the test had been professionally designed to eliminate racial and ethnic bias. All who scored high enough for promotion were white or Hispanic. In order to avoid a disparate impact charge that would surely be brought by black firefighters, the city discarded the exam results and did not promote any of the candidates. The disappointed firefighters who had passed the test claimed disparate treatment under the Civil Rights Act. The court in the Ricci decision attempted to avoid the intractable contradiction in the law by arguing that New Haven had no strong basis in evidence that it would have lost a disparate impact challenge, and therefore the discrimination against the individuals who passed the exam violated the prohibition against racial treatment. Now, why are we in this situation? Because racial discrimination no longer matters under the 14th Amendment Equal Protection Clause or the Civil Rights Act of 1964 due to the passage of the 1990 Civil Rights Act. Who signed this? Under whose watch did it become law? Under whose watch could a president have vetoed this and prevented it from happening? Well, none other than George H.W. Bush, the neocon prince himself. This is reason enough why he should have lost the 1992 election. As we pointed out earlier in this show, the last question any Republican president ever asked himself in the latter part of the 20th century is it good for white people? I guarantee you that President Obama constantly asks himself when he's reviewing legislation coming before his desk, is it good for black people or is it good for non-white people? See, this is why the Republican Party needs to change its tactics, or else it will lose all of its presidential elections, and it deserves to lose all of its presidential elections. The fact that a Republican president presided over the enactment into law of a law as pernicious to the interests of white people and as unfair as the Civil Rights Act of 1990 tells you why the Republican Party is not getting a bigger turnout from its electoral base, white conservatives.
Excellent commentary as always, Keith. And now, folks, an admission from yours truly. Tomorrow is my wife's birthday, and as such, I will be taking off work a little bit early this evening. In fact, I'm leaving the studio right after this segment to go, so we'll have a little bit of extra time to go out this evening. This being a Saturday night and Sunday night being a work night, so we're going to do our celebrating this evening. Keith Alexander will be in studio for the remainder of the show, and he will be joined by Sam Bushman, as we've been talking about all evening, owner of Liberty News Radio, and Sam will be talking with Keith about the shootings in Connecticut. We mentioned it at the very top of the show, and I don't know if we've saved the best for last. We've certainly saved the most disturbing story, perhaps ever, for last, as far as just the carnage involved there and the murderous rampage. And what does it mean for our God-given right to carry guns? Because to hear the media tell the story, it's going to morph into a gun walked into the school and shot all those people. And you hate to politicize the horror, but
don't
they're
go
going
away.
To do it.
The political cesspool guys.
Spot.
We'll
so that's it for me tonight. Sam Bushman and Keith Alexander with you the rest of the way. Stay tuned. You don't want to miss what they have to say.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to CardioPrim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the...
All right, happy to have you along, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sam Bushman filling in for James Edwards. James taking a break with his wife for her birthday. I can't think of anything better for James to be doing with his time right now, by the way. I've got Keith Alexander riding shotgun. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Good to hear your voice again, Sam.
Thank you, sir. There's so much to talk about. It's just amazing. I heard you and James talking the last couple hours about this goofball that wants to run around and kill all white people, and I got a question for you. How many white people were killed in the latest massacre versus other races? Do you know?
No idea. 20? What?
I don't know the number, but I bring it up because it's in a very, what is this, Newtown, quite an exclusive place right by Danbury?
Well, I know Sandy Hook is a very upscale community.
Yes, sir.
And this was the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Correct.
In fact,
right.
I stayed at a bed and breakfast in Sandy Hook probably about 30 years ago one time. And I can tell you that it's not a slum, so I would imagine.
It's an exclusive neighborhood and people are mostly white.
Absolutely.
And I bring that up because it's fascinating. If there's a bloodbath in a black community, or, you know, the Black Panthers go crazy, or, you know, somebody goes crazy. You know, it's not really mentioned as kind of a gun control needful thing. It's almost like the view is that black people need to have guns to protect themselves. And after all, that's the way it is in the hood. When it comes to white people, there seems to be a whole different standard. It's interesting to me that this happened in a very exclusive community.
Well, you know, I look back at assassinations throughout my lifetime, and I can't help but use as a touchstone John F. Kennedy's assassination by Lee Harvey Oswald on November the 22nd, 1963. I remember what the blue state media was saying at that time. They were absolutely convinced that the shooter was some Klansman or some far-right nut job, and that he had killed President Kennedy for his activism in civil rights. Lo and behold, it turns out It was exactly the mirror opposite of this. Lee Harvey Oswald was a left-wing nut job who had defected to the Soviet Union but had been kicked out by the Soviets because he was such a worthless sack. He was a member of the Fair Play for Cuba Committee and was involved in all sorts of left-wing activism, and he was the trigger man. Well, did this bring forth any apologies from the left? Not at all. They moved seamlessly into Plan B, and Plan B was, this shows you that America is the home of gun violence, and we've got to do something to disarm all these white people who are using guns to assassinate our leaders. Of course, the fact that there had not been an assassination of a white president or a president of the United States since President Garfield was assassinated by a disappointed job seeker in, I think it was the 1870s or 1880s, William McKinley in 1901 was assassinated by a Russian Jewish emigre who was an anarchist. That didn't seem to faze them a bit. They used this as a whip, as a scourge, to try to beat down the normal, natural instinct of most people, particularly here in Red State America, to own guns and to know how to use guns, which, quite frankly, has served the American public very well through the years. That's why we have an army that is effective, because people don't encounter firearms, typically, that join the Army, the Navy, or the Marines for the first time when they get in the armed services. They're familiar with firearms, and as a result, our soldiers tend to be better than a lot of the adversaries that we run into. But according to, I had an interesting episode of Rush Limbaugh a couple of weeks ago where he was pointing out that he's hurt a lot of people with his comments, but he's really not to blame. They should blame the microphone. You know, if it weren't for the microphone, his comments wouldn't be effective. So consequently, we need to license people's ability and restrict people's ability to speak on a microphone, Sam.
And if a bunch of white people get killed as a wannabe copycat act of this actor that we just talked about a couple of hours ago, you'd have to blame it on the TV, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. See,
yes,
that's
sir.
The reasoning is so flawed from the left, but they've got the microphone. They've got access. For example, here in Memphis, there was reports about gay marriage. Now it's going to be decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Who do they choose to interview on this topic? Why, the probably 0.1% of Memphians who are in favor of gay marriage. None of the opponents of gay marriage, which tend to be among the most prominent pastors and preachers in churches in the Memphis area, were called upon to make a comment. The left controls the message because they control access to information. They choose who the spokesmen are going to be, just like David Letterman, Jay Leno are going to be spokesmen of, you know, in Saturday Night Live is going to have somebody like Jamie Foxx weigh in on racial issues. Likewise, for these type of situations, we hear nothing but left-wing commentary. Quite frankly, I've had enough of it.
I think you're right. It also is fascinating to me when we start to discuss gun control laws. Some might call this a conspiracy theory of mine. Take it for what you think. However, whether it's a conspiracy and an intentional government / gun control advocates false flag operation or not, you got to admit the timing, the circumstances are very, very strange. I'll give you an example to make the point. You know, we heard several years ago that, well, the problem is people in Mexico are getting guns. And the reason they're getting guns is because white people are extremists. They're in militias and they have gun shows. And because of the gun shows and the unregulation of guns or lack of gun regulation in America, you've got these Mexicans and drug cartels that are just getting armed to the teeth. And it's all the fault of the gun shows and the lax gun laws. What we need is more gun registration and more gun regulation, and this would stop. So the government then blamed it on basically you and I, the average American, as we're at fault, and we just are fast and loose with our guns. Well, it turned out that Operation Fast and Furious broke under Barack Obama, which clearly showed that the government, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, was arming the drug cartels to the teeth, and they got caught. And you say, well, that program only existed under Barack Obama. Not true. It existed under the Bush administration as well. People say, no, it didn't. My response is, go study your history. Yes, it did. They called it a different name. It was called Operation Gunwalker. Then it turned into Operation Fast and Furious. Nevertheless, both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, under an out-of-control, belligerent, unconstitutional organization called the BATFE, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, was arming the drug cartels. Well, while they were intentionally doing that, they were blaming the average American who might attend a gun show, a gun dealer, all these people, for the problem. Well, I submit it's very similar in this case. The question becomes, who was involved in this shooting? Whether we talk about the shooting in the theater in Colorado, whether we talk about Columbine, whether we talk about this latest shooting in Connecticut, which we'll get to more in seconds, how can we see a continued escalating of gun violence? What's behind it and by whom? And then why do they never let a crisis? They never let a good crisis go to waste, do they? Keith Alexander, Sam Bushman, more in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to cardioprim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who bleeds the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin just outside Travelers Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. You're home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride.
Yeah. We've been working hard, babe.
To get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
Merry, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice. I said, Merry Christmas, baby. Sure did treat me nice.
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, the political cesspool live on your radio. Merry Christmas. Looks like James Edwards is with his wife. Wish her a happy birthday, would you please? Keith Alexander with me on the radio. We're talking about this strange shooting that took place in Connecticut in a very, very, I submit to you, high-class place, if you will. I wonder how many white people versus other races died, and I wonder why they're not talking about it being a racial crime, but what do you say if it's white-on-white?
Well, look at the last black-on-black national story we had about gun violence, which was the Jovan Belcher shooting and killing his girlfriend, baby mama, fiance, whichever you will, and then committing suicide. What did the black sports columnist Jason Whitlock attribute this to? He said the NRA is the equivalent of today's KKK. Now, let me ask you this question. The one thing I never see, regardless of the race of a person who commits a heinous crime involving gun violence, is I never hear that any of them were ever members of the NRA, the National Rifle Association. And I'm sure if they were, the left would be trumpeting this from the highest steeple and telling the whole world about it. So consequently, their target just isn't there. You know, the NRA and law-abiding gun owners of America, the people that lobby the legislature to prevent restrictions on gun ownership, they're not the problem. The problem is other people with guns. In fact, the vast majority of gun violence in America is caused by non-white people who
and the interesting
are
part about
still
it is
a minority
really,
in America.
If you really covered black-on-black crime, wouldn't it be a daily occurrence, sir?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it is all the time. But we never hear that we ought to restrict gun ownership rights for black people or Hispanic people. We hear that the Second Amendment is terrible and that we have to disarm everybody. And, of course, the NRA response to this is right on target, which is that when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns.
And if you go along with the Operation Fast and Furious where the government was arming people, then you kind of say, well, hey, if you have illegal guns and you're not white, it's all good. If you're white and have legal guns, you know what? It's unacceptable in society, and we've got to stop that at all costs.
Well, you would think that if you are a conspiracy theorist and said that basically they want to disarm white people so they can be facilitated in their true aim of wiping us out, that would be an awfully good way to do it, to make it so that only outlaws have guns. Outlaws seem to get guns regardless of what the laws are.
In fact, when we think about the shooting that took place in Connecticut, the question is, how many laws did this guy break?
And, you know, there's another hidden subtext in all of this, too, Sam. If you look back at these kind of heinous multiple killings with guns that have happened since Charles Whitman in the tower at the University of Texas in the mid-1960s, all the way up to today, you know, just about all of the white perpetrators of gun violence, you know, mass killings with guns, tended to be under the influence of psychotropic drugs.
And in this case, it's no different. The headline right now says, meds, shooter suffered from personality disorder.
See, and who is it that told us that we could no longer lock up mental cases. That was cruel and unusual. We had to, you know, open the doors to the state mental hospitals and let these people roam free throughout the streets. Well, it was the ACLU. Is the ACLU a conservative or a liberal organization, Sam?
Let's just say that it's not, my friend.
No, it is an ultra-liberal group. And furthermore, over 50% of the membership is Jewish, which is quite an accomplishment since Jews are only 2.2% of the general population of the United States. You know, those are the type of observations that the mainstream media will never make. But we don't put people into mental hospitals where they belong, where they can get three hots and a cot and clean facilities to live in. We let them become these street people that have, you know, serve as incubators for tuberculosis and all sorts of communicable diseases. You know, we'd had tuberculosis just about wiped out in America, but with unloading the mental hospitals plus allowing unrestricted third world immigration to America, now tuberculosis is a major health problem in a lot of America's urban centers.
And getting worse. In fact, all kinds of medical personnel are more frequently and more frequently required to take TB tests just to make sure they're, quote, clean so they don't spread it even more. Now, I find this fascinating, too. Every one of these shooters in the last, I don't know how long, but I'm only 45 years old. The first 25 years of my life, I don't know if I can even remember a shooting. There might have been one or two or something. I'm not saying it didn't happen in the big cities or something like that, but it wasn't a national news frequent occurrence when I was young. Now it's all the time. But the thread running through every one of these is they're basically brilliant retards. So they're somehow mentally disabled. You know, they can hardly talk if they ever get interviewed, or if you see them in court, they can't hardly sit up or talk, or they're dead. But then they're always so brilliant, they pull off a crazy crime. This guy somehow passed alarms, broke through a window, got his mom's weapons, shot her first. You know, all these things somehow smack of brilliance. At the same time, the guy was supposedly, you know, quite disabled. What do they call that? A type of autism that he had, supposedly. How does this always happen? They're always supposedly brilliant retards, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's just, they did have these events before, but there seems to have been a rise that follows almost exactly the rise of liberalism in America and the use of psychotropic drugs. Now, another good example of the improbabilities of these things is James Earl Ray. James Earl Ray was unable to carry out the successful robbery of a neighborhood grocery store before the assassination of Martin Luther King. He had never been outside of the boundaries of the United States of America, but he assassinates Martin Luther King and then travels to England and then to mainland Europe and then to North Africa before he's apprehended. Now, you know, what is going on here? Something is, you know, there's some strangeness going on.
All right. Now, I submit to you that 25 years ago, you might have found a story here and there. But now we've got multiple stories in the news. I mean, how long ago was it till the last shooting? A week ago? Whatever. The one before that, a couple of days or a week before. How about the one in the theater before that? I mean, you can remember five or six or seven or ten of them in the last, you know, whatever, five, six, 7 years. Before that, it was a 20-year period where you'd have to point to. Now, though, you look at the news and the stories get even worse. And the, I don't know, what do you say, the snowball of agenda is rolling? Chicagoland, 10 shot, including four teens. Next headline, shots. There's a lockdown in effect. Gunman outside Macy's. Two dead in murder-suicide. At Vegas Hotel. Horror at Excalibur. Okay, the stories are everywhere, all over the country, all at the same time.
And furthermore, let me bring out another thing. Of course, the big enemy that we need to control are these knuckle-dragging troglodytes here in Red State America that cling to their guns and their fanatical religious beliefs. But if that's the case, how come all of these things like the shooting at the Batman movie or the shooting at Sandy Hook happen in blue state America, these, so in fact, bastions of liberalism? and of leftism. You know, again, there, you know, what the leftist media is trying to sell to the American people about what causes gun violence isn't supported by the facts.
And what's fascinating to me is every time they say we got to have less guns, more regulation, it's just crazy. What if in every one of these examples, though, you had an American that was packing and was able to, with the first shot, to stop these out-of-control thugs so that it doesn't continue? We'll talk about it with Keith Alexander in seconds on The Political Cesspool.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. There's a better
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly, 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397.
Celebrate my baby back to me. Celebrate my baby back to me.
I don't need a lot of presents to make my Christmas bright. I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Christmas tree is ready, the candles all aglow, but with my baby far away, the good is a mistletoe. Oh, Santa, hear my plea. Santa, bring my baby back to me.
You know what we need in America, ladies and gentlemen, is absolute crack shot American shooters everywhere.
And that we've way got plenty of them down here in Red State America, Sam. I'm sure you've got them up there in Utah
yes,
as well.
Yes, sir, we do. But all I'm telling you is we need those people to be empowered, not panicked. And they need to understand their role in society. And when some thug goes ballistic, some so-called mental, I don't know what you call it, mental brilliant, somebody who's supposedly so rocket scientist they can pull off just crazy feats of destruction, but yet on the other hand, they can't think their way out of a paper bag in daily life. When that happens and somebody goes ballistic, they should get less than a shot off because Americans should simply take action. And why does that never happen?
Well, notice this. How many red state white Americans do you hear accused of this type of gun crime? One, we're not as crazy as the people in blue state America. Two, people down here know that if they tried to do something like that, that all sorts of good old boys around here are packing with concealed carry permits, and they'd make short work of them before they killed, you know, people, you know, a lot of people. It's whenever you have these no gun zones, like at Virginia Tech or at the, you know, that's when you start seeing the bodies mount up.
I think you're absolutely right. In fact, there was a church in Colorado.
In Red State America. You know, people, there's been a great increase in concealed carry permits down here.
With good reason. And by the way, there was a church in Colorado, and I point that out because Colorado's had more of these cases, as far as I can recollect, than any other state, recent years at least. You had Columbine, you had that theater, but you had one in a church. And the guy tried to go in and he shot somebody and then, hey, a guard stopped that thug before he could ever go into the church and take more destructive action. That got very little fanfare, sir. But it was true and he was stopped.
So it would seem that the people that the left wants to blame for gun violence are the solution rather than the problem.
Without question. And why that's not being talked about in the mainstream press when it's so obvious, so clear. They always joke about the wild, wild west, but believe it or not, sure, there was a shootout here and there in a saloon. I'm not saying there was nothing, but for the most part, people were very polite when everybody carried.
Well, an armed society is a very polite society. You think twice before offending somebody when you know they may be packing heat, Sam.
And that's, in my mind, what we need in America, and we need advocates to speak up for that. The sad part is even the police departments all over the country are howling to disarm folks who could come to their rescue in a heartbeat. And there's been stories of that being the case as well.
Well, you know, the law-abiding majority, what Spiro Agnew called the silent majority of America, never gets heard by people that listen exclusively to the mainstream media. Because the mainstream media is owned lock, stock, and barrel and run by people who hate America first and foremost.
Now think how many stories are in the news about gun violence right now. And I've never seen so many simultaneously running stories or recently running stories in an effort to promote the panic about weapons when, believe it or not, people get hurt more by their doctor and death by their doctor more than guns by a long shot, by car accidents, by the list can go on and on and on. But they want you to believe that, you know what, if there's a gun anywhere within the same state as you, then destruction is just awaiting you every day. And it's easy to see their agenda when they push that lie because it's clearly not the truth.
Well, their agenda is that they want a disarmed populace, just like one of the first things that the Nazis did when Hitler took over in 1933 was to outlaw personal ownership of firearms. When they did that, then suddenly the population became a lot more manageable and tractable. And that's the least of it. I think that the people in charge of America today may be even more dangerous than the Nazis. I think that they really have even more dire consequences in their minds for the American people than Hitler had for the German people.
And they certainly have more ability with high-tech capabilities to track and control our every move, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, privacy, the Fifth Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, none of these things apparently have any teeth anymore. Just like you said, it's not just Rahm Emanuel and the Democrats that don't let a good crisis go to waste. George W. Bush used 9/11 as an excuse to pass the Patriot Act, which was the biggest power grab by the government and the biggest intrusion upon our rights of privacy that has ever been recorded in the history of the United States.
Well, and then you got Michael Bloomberg. Isn't he a Republican?
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's the biggest loudmouth for gun control right now on the mainstream press talk show circuit.
Well, I think George Wallace was right when he said in 1968 that there's not a dime's worth of difference between the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, the only difference that I see is one knows how to win, one knows how to lose. Other than that, hey, they got the same agendas.
Well, one embraces their base and the other flees and runs from their base like their Typhoid Mary.
I think the solution is for us to, in schools all across the country, in all these so-called gun-free zones, what I think we ought to have is good, honest Americans assigned to be safety guards. They should be armed to the teeth, and when some thug, some psychotic mental midget that somehow seems to be this rocket scientist, brilliant, capable person, whenever one of those people goes crazy, they should get off, hopefully not even a shot, but after a shot or two, somebody needs to pick them off. It's that simple. And as soon as that starts happening, we'll start to see America change for the better. Until then, and I'm not recommending shooting anybody. I'm talking about a self-defense scenario. But we've got to take action, though. And we cannot just lay down for the slaughter. That's insanity.
Well, don't have just armed security guards. That's what the left wants. That's the Full Employment Act for a bunch of slugs.
No, I don't mean a hired security guard. I just mean Americans just randomly in society armed to the teeth.
That's it.
For example, everybody might be there tomorrow.
Carry permit unless they have something in their background, like one of these hated criminal background checks that I was reading about at the end of the last hour. Let those people have those concealed carry permits. And I think that you would see much less gun violence. All I know is that we have them here in the South, and I don't hear about a lot of these whack job mass murders down here like I do in Connecticut and Colorado.
And New York and Chicago and wherever. And I'm not talking about some hired gun. I'm just talking about the average American in society. In other words, if Keith is armed and he's in Walmart, buddy, Walmart's safe. Right? We don't need some government organization or plan, just good, honest Americans saying, I'm going to help you if you get hurt. I'm going to help you if somebody goes crazy with a gun. I'm going to stop them. It's my personal responsibility in society. We don't need any hired or organized. Just let Americans be who they are.
Yeah, let Americans be what the founding fathers intended us to be, which is a self-reliant people. You know, we don't have to have a society where we rely upon Big Brother to do everything. The police are good for writing up reports, taping off the area, and sopping up the blood when it's all over with. But if you are relying on the police to protect you, then basically you're defenseless because they never are able to respond within the time that is necessary to protect you. You either protect yourself or you're unprotected.
I'm just saying if the bombardier walks into Sizzler and he's having dinner, Sizzler would be safe. See, you just get good Americans everywhere that decide they're not going to take it anymore. And that's all it takes to fix this problem.
Yeah, I guarantee you Eddie would be 100% on board with us on that, Sam.
And I bring this home because I believe that's the answer for Americans to understand. It's not about being violent. It's not about race. It is about protecting ourselves, our families, and frankly, caring about our neighbors and protecting them as well. And I think if enough Americans took that to heart, hey, yeah, you might have some crazy guy try to get off a shot or something happen, but you wouldn't have 20-plus children dead and these huge murder, you know, death rates that take place where they rage through the halls and you hear screams over the PA system in the government schools. That's what you've got going on. That needs to stop, and all it takes is Americans to stand up, and I point to the church in Colorado as the latest case to make the point. But there's books written about it. It goes on and on of the solution.
Well, just like we said, all of those incidents prove the point of the NRA, which is that when guns are outlawed, as they were at Virginia Tech, as they were probably in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, then only outlaws will have guns. The law-abiding have been disarmed because they obey the law, and the law says you can't have guns, and as a result, All it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing.
And my favorite is Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt and crew, gunowners.org. They do a great job as well. And all I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, is the answers are clear. We're here to articulate them for you, even in James's absence. He's with his wife, celebrating her birthday exactly where he should be, but he's going to be in fine form next week. Ready for more Political Cesspool coming your way. For Keith Alexander and Sam Bushman, thank you, my friend.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and yours, Sam.
Thank you, sir, and thank you to all of you for listening. ThePoliticalCesspool.org. Merry Christmas.